This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
She said it because of his wet blanket energy.
Unhinged. That's actually unhinged.
Hello, guys. We have a very, very, very special episode for you today. Because congratulations, you've been admitted to University of Vanderpump Rules. We're going to college. We're getting schooled. I am teaching Stephanie all about what is going on with Scandoval and you guys. Because if you are living under a rock, then you might not know everything that's been going on with Vanderpump. Or if you guys are just like hardcore bachelor people, you don't follow up with Vanderpump, but want to participate in the coming reunions.
Or if you love Vanderpump and just want to hear us chat
yes,
about it.
Or that too.
Because that's a thing
all of
too.
The above. Because I think these reunions coming up in the next few weeks are going to be some of the best reality television we've ever seen in our entire dang lives. And Stephanie doesn't watch, and I want to explain to her so she can catch up on...
I want to know what's going on so I can watch and participate. I'm seeing everyone on TikTok call it the Super Bowl mm-hmm. of pop culture, and, like, I really am jealous of that because I want to be a part of that. But then I look at, like, 17 seasons, and I'm like, okay, no, not going to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm a pop culture enthusiast, and it's, like, this one piece of pop culture I know literally nothing about. So I have a pen and paper. I'm literally going to take notes.
Okay. Well, so I wanted to throw it to you, though, at first to be, like, what do you know of Vanderpump Rules?
Okay.
So we can start there.
I mean, I know who Tom Sandoval is.
Yes.
He actually made a cameo on The Hills.
He
was a model.
Oh,
and Lauren
funny.
And Whitney cast him, or, like, they do their, like, fake intern casting with like the Polaroid. He was way hotter back then mm-hmm. when he was on that show. But yeah, so I know who he is. I know he's the cheater. I know there's someone named Ariana and Raquel. Raquel is the snake because I remember from that Caitlin Bristow story,
her alter ego.
So Raquel's the bad mm-hmm. one. So I'm assuming Ariana was his girlfriend.
Yes.
This is all context clues.
Yeah, this is good.
And then I know that Vanderpump is from like Lisa Vanderpump. And is there a restaurant?
Yes. Yeah, so Lisa Vanderpump was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But her job before doing that with her husband, she was always like a restaurateur. Like they owned about like 30 different restaurants in London. And then now she lives in LA. And so then she has a handful of restaurants in LA. And so the whole concept of Vanderpump Rules was, okay, these servers who work at my restaurant, they're young and they're hot and they're freaking crazy. Like this is a reality show. We need to do this. And so it's like a spinoff of Beverly Hills Housewives.
This is what like Kristen Cavallari wanted. What was her called? What was her fucking thing called?
She had a spinoff of something?
Very Cavallari.
Oh, yes.
This is what she wanted Very Cavallari to be. Because when she first started promoting it, she's like, you know, I'm in it, but it's really about my staff, my crazy staff.
Yeah.
And then her staff like just kind of didn't really deliver. And then the focus had to go on Kristen and Jay. And then that was what the show was about. But I know ultimately she wanted it to be like her employees. So that's what I'm getting the vibe that this is like just the staff.
It is.
Not Lisa.
Well, Lisa's there, but she's very much there to like push the plot along at times. Like she'll come into the restaurant and be like, so what was going on last night, you, Jax, and Stassi? And so she, like, pushes the
narrative. Wait, they have accents?
Well, Lisa does. She's British.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And James Kennedy. He's one of he's a part of this, and I will get to him. He also is British, but the rest of them are just American.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what else you need to know about. I think the thing with Vanderpump, and maybe why Very Cavallari didn't stick, is the reason why this show is so good is that all of these relationships, like, these people were not, like, cast to be on Vanderpump Rules. Like, most of them all already worked at the restaurant together, and the majority of them were all in long-standing friendships and relationships, like, 10-plus years before the show even started filming. So that's why the show is so good and the drama is so good, because it's authentic.
It
runs deep, right? Like, these are, like, real fights you would have with, like, your friend of 25 years and you, like, scream at them, but then, like, it's fine 5 minutes later. So...
And we're sure they really worked there. It wasn't like Whitney working at Teen Vogue.
Yes, we are sure that most of them really worked there. Like, there are a couple things, like Sheena, who kind of was the one who pulled the plot from Beverly Hills to Vanderpump. She worked at one of Lisa's other restaurants and was moved over to Sir for drama. Same thing with Ariana, who, when her and Tom started getting together, she worked at Villa Blanca, one of Lisa's other restaurants, and then they pulled her to be a bartender at Sir so that her and Tom would always be together. So little things like that, but they're all actually working in the restaurant industry, wanting to be models, actors, whatever. The main thing is they've all known each other for like 15 plus years, so this shit runs deep. Okay, so now that we have...
School is in session.
Now that we have that... Let me explain to you all the major players in this dynamic, and you obviously know some of them. So Tom Sandoval and Ariana... They're basically married because they have a house together. They have been in a relationship for 9+ years. The majority of this show, they have been in a long-term relationship. Tom Sandoval is best friends with Tom Schwartz.
Two Toms?
Well, yes, and they named the bar Tom Tom. I don't know if you're familiar with Tom Tom.
What bar?
In L.A., around the corner from Pump and Sir.
Oh, you have to say that. What bar? Okay, Tom and Tom have a bar called Tom Tom.
That is not really relevant. It's just like he's the other Tom. In 2018, it was like a big deal when Tom Tom was opening. The problem with all this, and I will get to it, is so like Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval are best friends. Like, they're basically in a relationship. They have the bar together, Tom Tom, and throughout the course of season 10, they are opening the bar Schwartz and Sandy's, which is something they're doing without Lisa. So like Tom Tom, Lisa Vanderpump came to them and was like, this would be a great idea. We're going to open this bar and we're going to call it Tom Tom. You guys can have a 5% stake in it. But Lisa like did it. Now they're like, we're restaurateurs. And they're trying to open Schwartz and Sandy's, which is a bar that they're trying to open on their own, but they're horrible at it. And now that all of this stuff has come out, their business is very much taking a hit. And Tom Sandoval like borrowed from his house and his mom's retirement to like open this bar. And now it's not going to work. But the reason why I bring up Tom Schwartz is because throughout the course of the season, Raquel seemingly has a thing with Tom Schwartz, but people think it's a decoy because Tom Schwartz...
Oh, because she really likes the other Tom.
Because she's been fucking the other Tom the whole season. But like...
Wait.
So that's the thing that's interesting, is there's the show and then there's the show outside the show. So in the show, Raquel... who was just engaged to James Kennedy, not really that relevant for this purpose. She was just engaged. Okay. She broke off the engagement. So now she's single Raquel, and she's interested in being with Tom Schwartz. Outside the show, so we're watching this whole season of her being like, Schwartz, should we make out? Schwartz. And this whole time we know she's actually fucking Tom Sandoval. So that's why it's so...
Why do we know that? How do we know
because
that?
Because it came out... It's because once this whole scandal came out in March, then the timeline started being put together. I will get there of how it all came out.
Wait, this makes this so much better because I'm an outsider looking in. I know about a cheating scandal. A cheating scandal is interesting on its own, but to know that the show is playing something different... I mean, it's kind of like when we all knew that Jed...
Yes.
And then we had to watch him propose to Hannah and everything was like all perfect and lovely.
Yeah.
And we all were like, liar!
Exactly. Sandoval's like, a liar. Have you heard that song, that sound on TikTok?
Sandoval's a liar. Sandoval's a liar. Sandoval's a liar.
No.
Sandoval's a liar. Well, and that's okay. Yes, it is a lot like the Jed thing because also too, so Tom Schwartz, the guy who on the show is like going after Raquel, he used to be married to Katie. They recently got Katie's...
Jesus Christ.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I have notes.
Oh my God. I love that you have notes. So Tom Schwartz...
So Tom and Ariana are basically married, and then Tom has his friend Tom. Mm-hmm. And then Tom has like a flirty with Raquel. It's a decoy, though. And then Tom was also married.
He used to be married...
Practically married or really married?
No, really married. Used to be married to Katie. Just starting in the beginning of season 10, she filed for divorce, which makes sense. Brutal. I mean, he was a horrible husband to her, and like they're better off as friends, whatever. But the reason why this is crazy is because the whole time throughout the season, Katie is like, okay, Tom, like, I want us to maintain a friendship. You know, we have all these long friends. But just don't be with anyone in the friend group. That's the only thing I ask. And so then Tom is like flirting around with Raquel, which upsets Katie naturally. So the whole time though, Katie's going around being like, Raquel is a fucking snake. She's going after other people's men. All of this, little does she know, she's an even bigger snake because she's literally fucking Sandoval. And Ariana is Raquel's best friend and is constantly throughout the whole season defending Raquel and being like, no, Raquel's not like that. Guys, Raquel is like really sweet. She would never do that, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, they all think they're talking about like a measly little makeout between Tom Schwartz and Raquel. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, Raquel is having a full-fledged affair with Tom fucking Sandoval, Ariana's long-term boyfriend, and Ariana's her best friend defending her.
Wow.
Being like, no, guys, Raquel wouldn't do that. She's a really good friend to me. And meanwhile, she's fucking Tom Sandoval.
Okay, this is...
I know. It's crazy.
First, I was thinking, like, looking at my notes here. So Raquel's a really bad friend regardless, on the show or off the show, because if she has this little makeout session with Tom Schwartz that you're speaking of, that's really fucked up to do to Katie.
Yeah.
Especially since she requested Tom not to do that.
Yes.
But she's a dirtier snake than we
thought. And that's what's interesting. It's like, so this thing happens with Katie. There's also another time where they're all out and Lala is like interested in this guy, Oliver, who we don't need to get into who Oliver is. But Lala's like, oh, he's like really cute. And then Raquel ends up like making out with him that night too. So we're seeing this pattern in Raquel that she always will put attention from guys over her friends. And so it's really interesting to see this play out in smaller scenarios when we know the bigger scenario that's going to end up happening is that that's the trend, but on like a way more massive scale, that she's going to put the attention of Tom Sandoval over her friendship with Ariana.
This is kind of reminding me of a little bit of like when Jordan Woods hooked up with Tristan Thompson. Mm-hmm. And I remember before it came out as to why and what happened, people were like, they have to be in love. Like that has to be it. Because why would you jeopardize all of this if you, like, this has to be maybe like your soulmate.
Yeah.
And that's why you did it. So like, but like I know now, because I saw TMZ, they broke up.
Yeah.
So you did all of this, like you ruined your reputation, your friend's life, like all of this for just a hookup?
Well, that's what we don't know. That's what we don't know. We'll get more answers, I think, going into the reunion. Because Andy Cohen does ask them, like, are you in love? We don't know what they say.
Ooh. Okay. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, so there's... I'll get into more of this stuff that's, like, kind of funny. But going into the reunion, yes, we need to figure out more of the timeline, because I think a lot of people think this started a lot earlier, like maybe potentially when she was still engaged to James. Also, we're trying to figure out how much Tom Schwartz knew and when he knew and how much he was covering up for Sandoval, because that's really fucked up. If that's the case, there's a lot.
Hold on. Raquel was engaged to James.
In season 9. And okay. The thing that was...
And then wait, why would Tom Schwartz cover up for Raquel?
Cover up for Sandoval. So,
because he's his friend.
Yes, their best friend. Like, their loyalty is always to each other. And that's why they're really shitty partners to their women. Also, they're in business together. So it's like Tom Sandoval goes down, Schwartz and Sandy's goes down. And it is going down, like, which is really shitty to see because obviously there's a lot more people working on it and involved than just Tom Sandoval. So, like, all these servers, all these cooks will be out of a job, which sucks.
Do you really think, I feel like all press is good press.
I normally operate under that motto. Yeah, like all press is good press. There's press no if they spell your name right. I don't know if this qualifies in that case.
Like, I'm surprised it's not drawing more attention. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people hate him, but still.
Yeah, maybe at this point it's kind of settled. I know when it initially all broke, Tom Sandoval, his first apology was to, like, Schwartz, not to Ariana. And it was like, dude,
oh
shut
my
the
God.
Fuck up.
Wait, why would he apologize to Schwartz?
Because of the business that's going down.
Oh, that's what you're apologizing
right, out of
for?
All like, of this, all the lying, he was more worried about, like, his business, that they both borrowed loans on their house to open up this bar and was like, oh, sorry, Schwartz. Sorry, Schwartzy. We're going to have a bit of a dip.
I love this.
Okay, I'll pause now for questions because I've thrown a lot at you, but there is still a lot more to this. To listen to this whole episode and get all caught up on what everyone is talking about regarding Scandoval, you guys can head on over to patreon.com/she'sallbatch. And when you join that membership, not only will you have access to this full episode, but you'll have access to all of the bonus episodes that we have recorded since we started Patreon. So there is a lot of great stuff in there, a lot of fun content for you guys. We actually are going to be off next week. So our episode will come out normally this Thursday. And then for Memorial Day, we are taking the week off. So if you guys are like, ah, what am I gonna do?
I need to hear Stephanie and Jackie talk to me. You can head over to patreon.com/shesallbatch, and there's plenty of stuff to keep you occupied for the entire week while you're missing us so dearly. But yeah, I think you guys are really going to love this one. I mean, if you guys are mostly Bachelor people and have not been keeping up with the Vanderpump drama, but you want to be included, especially in time for this explosive reunion that's happening this Wednesday, I highly recommend just like listening to this real quick and you'll be all caught up and ready to go. And you can go to whatever Vanderpump reunion watch party you want to go to and feel like you're in the know. So really, we're just like providing you with a valuable educational service, I might say. All right, guys. So go www.patreon.com/shesallbatch.
Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger, eating thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag. It's nice to dream about cheese for a bit. Tillamook cheddar, extraordinary dairy.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.